Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give God the glory. Amen. All the honor and all the praise. He is an awesome God. I got an awesome word. Before the word, I want you to listen to this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited.
Nothing about my life. Think about all the time.
God, if you want me to go, I'll go. Praise God. Jesus, if you want me to go, I'll go. Praise God. Jesus, if you want me to go, I'll go wherever you want me to go. Jesus, that's so powerful. Praise God. See, we are missing out on a lot of things because, amen, as soon as God give us an assignment, praise God, as soon as Jehovah give us an assignment, praise God, we want to put it off. We don't want to do it. We're not ready yet. I don't have the right pants. I don't have the right dress. I don't have the right shirt. And God said, go. Just go do what you are assigned to do. Even when your pastor, your leader, somebody is assigning you to do some things, do it. Because God is a supernatural God, and he have a way of meeting you while you are on that journey. Praise God. And my thought today is, Jehovah, help me accomplish the purpose of my journey. Some of, amen, praise God, are assigned to do, amen, a heavy work, praise God. But with a heavy work, you're going to have a heavy anointing. Amen, praise God. And so we need to just make it up in our mind that Jehovah is going to be there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to bless you today. I'm excited about the word because you're a God that accomplishes things in the earth realm. You're a God that's able to do everything but fail while we are on our journey. We're the ones that's messing up. Amen. Praise God. Don't want to go forward. Don't want to do this here. I always got the what ifs in us. Amen. Praise God. When God done already said, the way is already made. He's been telling us that for many years. Praise God. So, Father God, I ask you right now to continue to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, set free, regulate, restore our minds. Give us that holy boldness, that faith, amen, and move that fear and doubt out the way. Because, amen, the way is already made. I just want to give you praise. Heal those that are sick, that need an anointing, a fresh wind. Heal those that are going through financial problems, marital problems, sickness in their body to the point that they don't even want to live. God, if they just only call on Jehovah. Jehovah, you are self-sustaining. All these other gods that say they are gods, amen, that people are made up and being serving Satan himself, he won't help you. But Jehovah, you will step in on time. I want you to keep those people, amen, praise God, homes, marriages, finances, court cases, income tax problems, all kind of issues, bills that they know they can't pay because of the economy. But you can step in, all sufficient, all knowing, all omnipotent God, and make a change. Jehovah, help us accomplish the purpose of our journey. I give you praise, Father. I give you all the honor and all the glory. I want to speak to you today out of Genesis chapter 4. You know, one of the things that I have understood, amen, praise God, and I've been through much. Don't think, amen, I'm not paying a price for this calling. I'm paying a price, but at the same time, Paul rejoiced in his suffering, praise God, knowing that, amen, the glory of God will be revealed through the things that were hidden, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen. Although the afflictions were visible, but that glory was hidden, but Paul made up in his mind, Abraham made up in his mind. You know, when we are on life's journey, we tend to travel without calling on God for directions. We'll get in the car in a minute and say, oh, I'm going to the grocery store and hop in there, amen, and not say any word about Jesus, amen. Jehovah, protect me on the way, help me to make the right decisions and be conscious-minded even about purchasing of groceries or whatever we have to do. And so it makes it sometimes hard for us. Some people leave out the door and never come back in. They go out, amen, praise God, and an ambulance has been waiting, amen, to come pick them up, amen, because they were had gotten into an accident and some of them died. Some of us have gone on airplane trips, amen, even as far as Africa, and did not recognize God. But the very moment that Abraham accepted God as his Lord and Savior, and he gave up all his other gods. Amen. Praise God. Of the Syrians. Amen. Abraham was a Syrian. Yes, he was. Amen. Praise God. And he gave up all of those gods, and he followed him. Amen. Praise God. God began to manifest his supernatural glory in the midst of everything that Abraham had done. He even told Elimelech, praise God, that Sarah was his sister. And he didn't lie. It was his sister, but that was his half-sister. It was his father's daughter. And so a lot of people say he lied, and they say many things about all of us because we all go through, you know, our various little people that want to play pat a cake with us and do all kind of things to us. But because of this, God moved instantly, came to Elimelech in a dream, and told Elimelech, amen, praise God, if you touch this woman, I will kill you. That's the Jehovah that we serve today. He's self-sustaining. That means all the other gods that say they're gods, amen, even Satan, he got to bow down to God. He can't play with God. He'll run from God in a minute. And God is just looking at him today and just looking at the situations that are around us and saying, although the enemy is coming in, although he's trying to do his thing, he will never end because God is a God of justice, overthrowing the governments from the beginning of, praise God, creation. Amen. Amen. And I praise God as God began to reveal the word of how sensitive he is to the needs of his people, that he would move instantly. Amen. Abraham was one of the first ones that called on God and called him Jehovah. Self-sufficient, self-sustaining. Amen. Don't need no help from nobody else. God said if I was hungry, amen, I wouldn't ask you for anything. He owned a cattle of 1,000 hills. He's the only God, saints. Amen. Praise God. Power. I'm telling you, he got some power. Praise God. I'm entering into another dimension. Praise God. A level in my ministry, and I'm seeing this power work. Praise God. Let me tell you this here. Yesterday I was preaching, and I was preaching about the one that was doubting that Jesus had risen from the grave, and I was thinking that his name was James. His name was Bowden Thomas, so I'm making a correction today because I don't like the preaching error. Just running, my mind running so fast, amen, sometimes you will make mistakes, praise God. Abraham knew how to follow God's instructions in order to accomplish the reason for his journey. And the Bible let us know, amen, in the book of Hebrews, at the 11th chapter, amen, that Abraham was a pilgrim passing through. He wasn't intended on staying, amen, praise God, down here long. So he made a decision, and he made a positive decision. And look where we are today. We have a right through Abraham's covenant, amen, through Isaac's oath and Jacob's oath, amen, and Jesus' covenant that, amen, now we, amen, have a right to eternal life, to the tree of life. Amen. Abraham's assignment was to go into his blessed land, the Canaan land, praise God. Amen. And to increase and multiply, amen, have children and great-grandchildren and all of that. God is concerned with marriages and livelihood and all this various other good things, amen. But God also wants us to be careful in who we marry, who we connect to. Amen. You tell your friends, your enemy won't be connected to you on this journey. Praise God. You're going to another level. Amen. Praise God. And so you're not going to take no devils with you this time. Praise God, because you have understood that Jehovah is self-sufficient, self-sustaining. He don't need no help from nobody else. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. When Abraham had gotten to be 100 years old, him and his wife Sarah had a child. Amen. Praise God. And then after Sarah died, you know, Isaac was troubled. He worried. He was sad. He was lonely. And Abraham had gotten older. Amen. And he told his servants, amen, praise God, to go into Iraq, which is Syria, praise God, during that time, amen, praise God, and to fetch his son a wife. Now, this is the power of God as we read the scripture. And Abraham said unto his elder servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. Amen. That was a signet, amen, that he had to do in order to keep his word. Amen. Praise God. We got to keep our word, saints. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. Once you come out of an idolatrous nation, once you come out of sin, you don't want to choose a whoredom woman for your son. And some of us has did that, and some of us has gone on, they done made the wrong choices, and all of a sudden their children are bad, and all of a sudden issues just continue on and on and on and on in their lives. And the Bible says, and I will make thee swear by the Lord God of heaven, the only God, the Jehovah, the self-sufficient God. Amen. That's who you need to call on today. Amen. Adonai Elohim. Jehovah, Jireh. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. El Shaddai. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. The God that's more than enough. Praise God. And begin to ask him while you're obeying your leader, your master, or whoever's in charge of you, the assignment that you're on for the purpose that you're going out there for. Amen. As you go out on your journeys, that Jehovah will take care of you, that he will answer your prayer. Now, Abraham's servant was a Syrian. Amen. He was not of the same, amen, call of Abraham, but he was a servant that had to walk in obedience. We have leaders, some of them are good, some good leaders, and you're not walking in obedience, you call yourself to shipwreck, call yourself to get in trouble. That's too many times, amen, we've gotten in trouble by not obeying, amen, while we're on this journey. And the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So God, amen, had Abraham to tell this servant what he must do. Don't take a daughter out of the Canaanites because, amen, they was not of, amen, praise God, the will of God. But thou shalt go unto my country and my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Amen, praise God. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. We need to question sometime. If it's an assignment, how do we deal with it? What's going to happen? What is the outcome? How do we, amen, go about doing it? Amen. Praise God. Must I need bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou come? Amen. And Abraham told him again, he said, don't do it. Beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, which spake unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angels before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. While you are on this journey, for the purpose that you have, there's some angels that are dispersed that's working on your behalf. And then the man said, and if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither. Don't take my son, amen, praise God, back into that country. Amen, praise God. Amen. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning this matter. Amen. There are some important matters that we have to attend to today. We've been putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, not seeking Jehovah for an answer, but you need to seek him tonight, because tomorrow might be too late. It's better that you do it immediately. Praise God. Amen. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. Back then, amen, the man that was going to get married, his family would give him the dowry, and he would have to give it into the woman's hand. Now it's the vice versa. The man give all the dowry into the woman's parents and the woman's hand. Amen. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city, and by the well of water, when he got to this place, at the time of evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Back then, the women tend the sheep, amen, and they drew the water. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And he said, O Lord, this man began to call on Jehovah, the God of Abraham, the all-sufficient, all-sustaining God, because he knew that if he would have made any kind of mistake to say anything out of his mouth that was illegal, he would speak and it would not happen, and he would be at a loss, and he would lose Abraham's, all of Abraham's wealth, and all that God had promised was in his hands at that moment, and he would lose and get in trouble with God. He reverenced and respected God. We don't do it. We don't want the Holy Spirit to lead the programs. We don't want the Holy Spirit to do nothing but sit on the back burner. Amen. And then when we're in trouble, we still won't call on him. But this man obeyed Abraham and called upon Jehovah, the master of Abraham. I pray he send me good speed this day. Now he said, God, move for me this day. I can't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late, but move for me and show thy kindness unto thy master Abraham. He said, now I'm praying to Abraham's God, and I'm asking Abraham's God to show your kindness to Abraham, because he's your servant. Amen. And I'm the servant of Abraham, and for all, in order for me to be blessed and everybody to be blessed, I must call on Abraham's God. If I don't never call on him before, this journey, amen, and this purpose that I got in my life, I must call on Abraham, God. I must call on Jehovah, who is able, who is committed, who is able to keep me from falling and present me faultless, amen, for the will of God. So he said, now behold, he said, now look, Father God and Jehovah, he said, now look, amen, I stand here by the well of water. He said, I'm standing right here by the well of water over in, amen, Iraq, praise God, amen, where Abraham's kinfolks are from, the Syrians, praise God, and they are coming, amen, the daughters are going to come and draw the water. He said, but when these daughters come and draw the water, amen, of the men of the city and come out and draw the water, praise God, praise God. He said, now, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down the pitcher. This man had already thought in his heart and speaking to God, and he said, now, God, this is what you got to do for me. Let down this pitcher, praise God, as they come, as I'm asking you. I pray thee that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also, and let the same be she that thou hast appointed for the servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. He said, now God, he said, honor the words of my mouth. thy word have I hid in my mouth that I might not sin against God. Well, honor the words that are coming out of my heart because I'm faithful to Abraham. And because I'm faithful to Abraham, I know Abraham, God, Jehovah, not only will bless Abraham, but he's going to keep my family blessed. Keep me with a job. Amen. Some of you done lost your job because you ain't doing what God say. Amen. You're going through marital problems because you ain't doing what God say. You're going through issues with your children because you refuse to do what God say. The Jehovah, the self-sustaining, all-sufficient God, amen, praise God, want to step into your life and make a change. And then he said, now this is what I'm saying to you, God, as I let down the pitches, amen, at the same time I'm asking you this thing, show up and show out, amen. And so as he was speaking the word to God, God had everything set in motion. God has already set your journey in motion. Praise God. He has already set the purpose for it, and he can meet you there. Praise God. The angels followed him. God met him there. Amen. And as he spoke the word, this woman was already on the scene. What are you thinking about, people? You done messed up. Amen. Praise God. When you don't call on Jehovah. Because God's going to fix things where everything is already on the scene. You're going to go to court, some of you. You're going to go to, amen, various places, amen, and need a right now blessing. And God said, I'm already there. I prepared it, amen, before you were even created in the earth realm. I already prepared it, amen, the day that you called on me. But if you don't call on me and call me God, Lord God Almighty, Jehovah, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, Lily of the Valley, Rose of the Shaddai. Amen. Lord of the harvest, John is high. Amen. If you don't call on me, how can I answer? We ain't praying. We ain't calling on him when we get in trouble. We want to go to the soothsayers, fortune tellers, and those that that intermeddle, busybodies, are going to tell you everything and then watch you fall and then laugh when you fall. It's time for you to turn around, amen, and call on the Jehovah Jireh, amen, the all-sufficient, all-knowing God. Abraham did. He told his servants to do it, and he did. And it's the Bible said, and it came to pass before he had done speaking, before he had finished speaking, God said, if you call on me, I will answer you right then and there. If you ask me anything in my name, John 14:13-14 said, in Jesus' name will he do it. You need to say, Jesus, make a change right now. You need to say, Jesus, I glorify you, I praise you, I told you, I shabak you, I love you, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Make a change, amen, because I cannot go back empty-handed. It's a bad servant, amen, that takes, amen, praise God, God's blessing, those talents, and hide them. It's a bad servant that go around mocking the church and thinking they're doing God's will when God done already planted the seeds. The seeds of righteousness is in the planting of God's will. And rebellion is just like witchcraft. So we need to gather together, amen, and regroup in our minds, amen, and begin to call upon Jehovah, amen, praise God, so that you can accomplish the purpose of your journey. And the Bible say, praise God, and it came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulders. Come on now, God is bad. Amen. Praise God. He is awesome. That's what I'm talking about when I said bad. And the damsel was very sad to look upon, even God, a beautiful woman, and looked upon the virgin, and neither had any man known her. God, amen, kept his word. And she went down to the well and to fill her pitchers, amen, and came up. And the servant ran and met her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Everything that he had said to God, God did it. He performed it. You need to say, God did that thing. God worked that thing out for me. Amen. Praise God. And she went on and did everything that he had prayed for. Praise God. Amen. And praise God. And she hasted, amen, praise God, and did the things that were important for the livelihood of Isaac, because Jehovah had spoken, and amen, and gave instructions to Abraham, and Abraham obeyed it. So as the story, amen, praise, goes on, whenever you speak or whatever you believe, that you are on a journey for the Lord, and the purpose, amen, must be fulfilled. Amen. You're on that journey, you're going to call on Jehovah, and then you're going to ask Jehovah to fulfill that which you have appointed for that time and for that season. Amen. Praise God. And so she went on, amen, and not only brought the servant of Abraham to, amen, father's home, amen, praise God, but, amen, they worship God, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, and he told of his destiny, amen, and his journey and what he was assigned to do, amen, praise God. His family, praise God, wanted to keep Rebecca there, but, amen, a few days, but Rebecca said, no, I got to go on. There's a man waiting on you, woman of God. There is a husband waiting on you, woman of God. There's a woman waiting on you, man of God. There are children, amen, that need to be free from drugs. There are people that have been oppressing you on your job, and it's time for a change. And you got to call on Jehovah. So as he spoke out of his mouth, instantly things happened. Some of you are looking for an instant blessing. Let God move. Amen. Praise God. Let God be the blessing that you have been so longing and waiting on. Amen. Praise God. The servant did what God had told him to do. He went home. Isaac seen the, Rebecca from a distance. Amen. Praise God. She jumped off that camel and ran to Isaac, her husband. And the Bible saying Isaac was comforted by her after the death of his mother. God want to comfort somebody today. And like I say, it's not all time a wife or a husband. It could be the children, a job, or finances. Let him do it by walking in obedience and calling on Jehovah, the all-sustaining, all-sufficient, all-knowing God. Have a wonderful day. Praise God.